What a dramatic week it's been in the world of rugby league. Those voices you heard, Paul McGregor not happy with the choices made by Josh Dugan, Trent Robinson not overly happy with the choices made by Blake Ferguson, and then Phil Gould in quite an extraordinary outburst on the podcast, which is Six Tackles with Gus, calling the New South Wales leadership a dog's breakfast. When the pressure is applied, they become isolated, and he doesn't want any of his Penrith Panther players involved in the current New South Wales setup. Of course, that's not Phil Gould's call, but it has been quite an extraordinary outburst. He's known to have a couple of outbursts himself. Andrew Webster from the Sydney Morning Herald joins us. If the fallout keeps going like this, Webby, there'll be nothing left.
No, good morning, boys. It's been quite an extraordinary week, hasn't it? Yeah. I know one thing. All these stories about players drinking and punting, you know what it wants me, makes me want to do? Go and drink and punt. I wish we'd stop talking about it.
Yeah.
No more. But it has been quite a raw commission into it. Look, I think I saw the statement put out by the New South Wales Rugby League yesterday, basically saying move on, nothing to see here. I think a lot of people around the New South Wales team, the New South Wales Rugby League, and the coaching staff and the players themselves are a little bit naive, to be perfectly honest, to think that when you win only one series in 12, when you lose three in a row, when you win the first game of 2017, and then you're so close to winning game two, and then you completely fall flat on your face, the questions aren't going to be asked. Now, no one's saying that Josh Dugan and Blake Ferguson having a couple of beers and bets in a Lennox Head Hotel 5 days before the Origin decider is the reason they lost the Origin decider, but it gives an insight into the culture of that setup. And there have been concerns about it for some time. And people keep saying, well, they didn't win. You know, if they won, then we wouldn't be talking about this. The fact is they didn't win. And this is the third series in a row. They need a change. And I think the onus is on the New South Wales Rugby League Board, which meets in Sydney today, and some via telephone hookup. And some of those directors last year wanted Laurie Daly-Gorn with 1 year to go on his contract. And you can bet some of them want him gone again. But they themselves have to ask some serious questions of the team setup, and also the organisation as well. Because honestly, the record speaks for itself, and it's not good enough.
Webby, then will anything get resolved at this board meeting today, or is it going to be a fruitless exercise?
It won't, Berkey. Nothing will come out today. They'll just keep going on and on and on. I think there'll be, you know, they're waiting for a review to happen, an internal review. I think they'll, you know, as I said, there's some pretty strong-headed board members there who haven't been happy with what's going on. I think there'll be some robust debate about it, but I don't think you'll get a resolution out of it. Having experience in this situation before, it'll be death by a thousand cuts. It'll go on for a few months. The mail's a little bit conflicting, boys, on whether Laurie will get reappointed or not, or whether he wants it or not. I know people around him were trying to get some support from board members straight after the loss to Queensland about 10 days ago. It seems like an eternity. There was some pretty smart mail from inside the New South Wales Rugby League that he'll get reappointed for 2 years, because I think that Brad Fidler, who is the logical replacement, is a little bit too adventurous, a little bit too wacky for them. So I honestly wouldn't be surprised if Laurie Daly, despite only winning one series in five, will get reappointed for another couple of years.
I know one thing that should be coming out of the board meeting today, and that should be, for as far as I'm concerned, it's the tail wagging the dog here. Laurie, leading up to game number three at the press conference after game number three, said, well, I know what I'm doing, but I'm not telling anybody.
Mm.
I mean, he's not the boss, right?
No,
the board is the boss. So the board at this meeting today must resolve that, as great a bloke as Laurie Daly is, and he is, we're the boss here. Laurie, we need to know exactly what you're doing, and if not, we'll announce it ourselves today, because you're actually answer to us. We don't answer to you. And unfortunately, you can not have this debacle and the shenanigans that have gone on in this post-match. You can't have this continue for another week. It's brilliant fodder for us, Webby.
Oh,
right?
It is.
But we're over it now.
I agree with the punters. I know that we're probably getting a little bit sick of talking about New South Wales. I'll be keen to stop talking about it after today, to be perfectly honest. At the heart of it, and I've written a bit about it in the Herald today, is that is that Laurie is very close to Dave Trodden, who is a good man and a good operator. He's the chief executive of the New South Wales Rugby League. But, you know, I think there's definitely a feeling that, Trotto isn't prepared to pull the trigger on Laurie. So it's going to have to come from the board, to be perfectly honest. The other thing at the heart of it all, boys, behind the scenes, the big issue is the Star. The Star's the major sponsor, and you could honestly see that things started to turn when they went to the Star. Why they would stay at a casino when you've got a bunch of young blokes, some of whom have got, you know, well-publicised issues with the drink and particularly gambling, and there's one player in that squad who's had massive issues with poker machines, and we all know about it. And if, you know, why you would base your team at somewhere like that. Some of the players didn't like it, some of the coaching staff didn't like it, but there's so many commercial interests overriding football decisions, and any coach that comes in is going to have that issue, that dynamic that's going on at the New South Wales Rugby League is something to contend with as well. So, you know, as I said, as I've written today, the New South Wales Rugby League board are the ones that are responsible. You know, they're the ones that can change this. So I think starting from today, that's going to happen.
The buck certainly drives the team sometimes, unfortunately, and I've experienced that as well. It's interesting, mate, you said about Brad Fittler, a little bit out there. They've had a decade of pain. Maybe they need something that's
I agree.
I want Brad in there. I think Freddie's ready. He's been overlooking the pathways for the last couple of years. The 16s, 18s and 20s have both beaten Queensland for the last two seasons. I think they need a little bit of madness. They need to change it up a little bit. It just seems a little bit samey. And as different as Brad is, and as out there as he can be, he knows his footy, and the persona that you see on the footy show or in NRL commentary sort of, I think, betrays the fact that he's a very, very smart operator. Mm. And I think he'd be perfect for Origin. He'd get the support of Gus, which the New South Wales Rugby League and the Blues and Laurie Daly clearly don't have at the moment, given some of Gus's comments recently, including yesterday, about his own Penrith players.
Yeah.
And he would get Joey on board. I just think it would be a really nice, fresh approach. And I think you need Dean Pay in there at some stage as well. There's a lot of support for him as well. So I just think it's got to be a change, no matter what. And I think it should be Freddie. If it's Dean Pay, it's got to be Dean Pay. But, boys, after last night with what happened with the Dogs, don't be surprised.
Dez will be available.
There's a push to move Dez into the New South Wales job out of the Dogs position.
Seriously?
Yes, I can see it a mile off.
Wow. I mean, it's a game of chess, but I think that's taking a little bit too far.
No, I know it's been talked about.
Well, it would be funny because the power broker from the Bulldogs would be sacking Dez and then appointing him as New South Wales coach in Ray Dibb.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens after last night, boys, with the Bulldogs and Broncos game. I thought the Dogs got stiffed in the first half. There were some appalling refereeing decisions that led to the two Broncos tries right on half time. Mm. And I know they ran away with it in the second half, but that just shifted all the momentum after Canterbury, you have to say, probably had the best of it in the first half. This month is going to be very, very important for Dez. There are reports, and I haven't had it confirmed, but it has been reported that there's a clause in the current deal with Hasler that if they did sack him, and they'd only have to pay $600,000 of those 2 years, which makes it very interesting to see, you know, what that board will do, the Bulldogs, because they're also under pressure when it comes to results.
Wow, it just keeps going. Mate, I'd like to ask you about the RLPA Greenberg. We saw the boys with their hats on the other day through Origin 3. They weren't happy about that. It's starting to feel like the cricket situation. It's getting a little bit ugly.
It is, Matty. I spoke to Todd during the week. I said, mate, I hope you're wearing your flat cap to play in negotiations in the next couple of days. He met with them yesterday. He's going to meet with them today. The Players Association wasn't happy with Greenberg, who had a little bit of a swipe over the flat caps and said that... which I think is a little bit sensitive, given that they've had a few of their players coming out and basically saying that Todd's not doing a very good job. I think they were fruitful. The impasse still is the revenue share model. The RLPA want a 29% share of revenue from next year. There's still a little bit of time. The CBA doesn't end until the 31st of October. My concern is that Ian Prendergast, who comes from AFL, who is the CEO of the Rugby League Players Association, has nailed his colours to the mast. He has promised a revenue share model, And I don't think the NRL are prepared to budge on that. Now, you know, if it's like the AFL deal where they had a little bit of massaging and, you know, they both look like they got what they want and they could publicise it accordingly, if the NRL can do that, we'll be sweet. But if it doesn't, you know, there's only a few months to go before it happens. And I know both sides are pretty strong on that revenue share model philosophy. So I think it'll probably get uglier before it gets better.
Yeah, well, that's normally what happens. And we did have a good news story this week, and we gave it a fair bit of airplay yesterday. Trent Hodkinson from the Newcastle Knights taking Hannah to her school formal, suffering from terminal cancer. And, geez, it was a tragic but great story at the same time.
It was a shining light in a rough week for the game.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't know if you saw the video.
Yes.
If you didn't have a tear in your eye after that, you're not human. And it goes like the league. Now, rugby league has, you know, it's got its challenges, but it does a lot of good. And on Sunday, it's the same with the Stay Kind Cup, which is an initiative from Todd Greenberg and the Kelly family, Ralph, Cassie, and Maddie, whose son and brother Thomas was killed in that cow punch incident, and their brother Stuart, who took his own life last year. That game commemorates it. Stuart was a massive Eels fan. He was nudging his old man to call Todd Greenberg. His old man, Ralph, is a West Tigers fan. That's why it's for this game. And he asked Ralph to call Todd last year and tell him to go easy on the salary cap stuff. So, you know, it's just a nice emotional story that, you know, we'll round off the week, and it's the reason why we love the great game of rugby league.
Thank you very much, Andrew Webster. We thank you for your time.
Thank you, boys.